Es ist 2:05 Uhr, Südwestfunk Baden-Baden mit einer Verkehrsmeldung. Sie betrifft Baden-Württemberg, die Landstraße 1100, Neckarsulm-Heilbronn. Hier ist nach Unfall die Straße völlig gesperrt, beide Richtungsfahrer.
Bitte in mein Gesicht, dick, 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 dick. Shoots your nerves to the sky. Everyone knows this town is gonna blow, and it's all gonna burn right now. You want fire and aid, ask some friends and a rock. Throwing a brick never felt so damn good. Smash more glass, scream with a laugh, and water with the clouds. Watch them kicking people's ass. To get to the place where the real safe driver plan, it's called a fire. Get your licks in quick, they're calling the National Guard. Now could be your only chance to torch a police car. Climb the roof, kick the siren in, and jump in yap for joy. Quickly, dive back in.
slip away now, don't get caught.
question makes me purple. The tan, oh, so sweet. Was meant that a kind.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up as Theater Western is proud to present Chicago. A hit musical watches the fine ladies of Murderous Row tell their tales. You decide if they are truly guilty of their crimes. We'll be running at the Mustang Lounge from March 13th to 16th. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets at eventbrite.ca. This is an event you won't want to miss.
RadioMutation.com Podcast!
Hey, this is Nathan from Noso. You're listening to It's Trash on 94.9 CHRW.
Stories about me. And I'm sitting here, I got 24 beer and a
It's Trash 94.9 FM, CHRW. There we go, hit the wrong button. First time ever, I swear. You just heard Chachi on Acid, and that's on a single called Everyone's a Urinal, and it's a split with Butch Haller and his Chesterfield Ramblers, and it's on Agoraphobic Records Syndicate. Funny story about that song, it was written in my basement when they used to come over and pay me in bags of chips to jam in my basement. Those were the days. Really good 7-inch, be sure to get one off the band. Before that, before our break, we had a song off the alternative pop music album with a band called Mex, and that was Whispers in the Night. Before that, we had Dead Kennedys with the song Riot on Plastic Surgery Disasters. Lester Bangs and the Delinquents off Jock Savage's On the Brezos with the track I'm in Love with My Walls. Food and Money before that off their anthology album with Kiss of Death. Adwarts, the track Unfall on the Amok Coma Computer Stat. Walmart before that off their latest EP with CUTV. Eric Nervous and the Beta Blockers, which is released on cassette at the moment, with the song Blasted Heath. That's for that. We had Tommy and the Commies, the kickoff or show on Slovenly, and that was Reggie Rocks, and that's a pretty new release. Saw them at Call the Office last night. Be sure to check that band out. I think they're in Hamilton tonight. If you got a request, give me a call, 519-661-3600. We're going to play... What are we going to play next? Oh, yes. Clibus. Right here in It's Trash.
We'll be right back. down the hallway of the ballroom with a broken cigar hanging out of his mouth. He was wishing a bird would land on his shoulder, so he pulled me aside and whispered, "Do you want to see the gates of heaven?" He grabbed her from the bench, took her near the wall, bent her over, lifted up her skirt.
It's 3 in the morning, there's 8 hours left. Yeah.
News.
There's always a constant flow of information coming down the news highway, and we here at Radio Western need your help to navigate through the rush of each hour. If you're interested in news broadcasting or becoming a news reporter, stop by Radio Western and become a news volunteer. You can cover events around campus and London. Well, we give you the tools and the skills you need. The only thing you need to bring with you is your passion for news. Get the experience you want with Radio Western's news department. Stop by our station at room 250 of the UCC building or visit our website at www.radiowestern.ca and get involved.
Radio Mutation, Garage Punk, Pirate Radio Podcast Network.
Not necessarily beautiful, but mutated.
This is Mikey Doskozil from the Drunks with Guns. You're listening to 94.9 CHRW. It's trash.
It's Trash 94.9 FM, CHRW. That was Timmy's Organism off their latest album, Survival of the Fiendish, on Burger. And that was God of Comedy. Before that, we had CD and the Wives out of Hamilton, new one with Toyu. Crisis Man, before that, was Super Lunary Die Group off an album released earlier last year, Nothing Good Today. X reissued off the album Los Angeles with Nausea, and the Cowboys with their record on Feel It with the Bottom of a Rotten Flower album with Doghouse Rag. The interview with Julio Nikov of the Bad Mojos right now. I did this in my office at home. Interview time right here in It's Trash. Bad Mojos. Julio, say hello to everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, all right. So tell us what you do in the band and what you got going on right now.
So I play drums and I sing in Swiss lo-fi punk band Bad Mojos, and we got a new record out on Voodoo Rhythm Records. It's called I Hope You OD, and yeah, we're gonna play a lot of shows, hopefully someday to Canada as well.
So the song I Hope You OD, what kind of drug are we talking?
Any kind of drug. It's basically it's not even about the drug. It's just about, you know, people in the scene thinking that they're better than the rest,
yeah,
of the scene. And, yeah, I hope they all OD. I hate people like, you know, like them. And that's what it's all about. I don't care what they tell you, but they should fucking OD.
They should fucking OD. Wow, that's,
yeah,
strong words. Strong words.
But it's, yeah, not to be taken serious.
Absolutely not. It's punk music, right? Okay, so let's play a song. Let's play that song next. All right, let's hit it. I Hope You OD by Bad Mojos. Okay, we're back on It's Trash. Hope you enjoyed the song, I Hope You OD. I am here with Julio from Bad Mojos. What are your influences?
So we basically started as a Spitz ripoff band. We started as a joke. I was calling up the guys, let's do a Spitz ripoff, and that's what we did. But things got serious, and we have now all kinds of styles, bands that influence us, and we like to rip of other bands.
I thought you were quite similar to the Spitz. Have you ever contacted the band and like sent them your music?
No, never contacted them. I don't know if they know us, but we're actually gonna play with Louder Than Death, and he's playing in that band as well. But I'm not sure if he's with the band when they're on tour. It's just King Khan and.
So the band Louder Than Death, I've been playing them a lot on It's Trash. King Khan, he lives in Germany.
In Berlin.
Berlin. And he is the master behind that band, and he recruits other musicians to fill in, correct?
That's what I've been told.
Okay. And you could say they're almost an influence of you as well as the Spits. Two killer bands. What else would you be influenced by?
I love all of the compilations of Killed by Death. That's, for me, that's the main influence. And I love G.G. Allin stuff. And I mean, there's also a lot of new bands out there that kicking ass a lot, like Caveman and the Scanners, which will be playing in Bern with us this Thursday, live the record release show.
What's your favorite Killed by Death record?
I don't know. I like them all, actually. Seriously, I like the more dark hardcore stuff. I like the pure 77 style ones. I don't know. It's hard to pick just one. I love them all.
Yeah.
To be honest.
What would you say for our listeners who don't know about you for your live performance? What's your stage show like?
Well, we dress up fancy and we play shitty. That's what we do.
I like that. Where do you buy your clothes?
We don't buy clothes. We steal them, or we just cut them by ourselves and put them together again.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, we just try to look shitty because we're a shitty band. We're really bad musicians. Most people like it. I mean, Beatman liked it from Voodoo Rhythm Records, and now he's putting all these records out, and maybe people like you will like it.
All right, so is there another song you would like your listeners on It's Trash to hear from your latest record or records of the past?
Maybe let's play Committed Crime.
All right, here we go. Committed Crime by Bad Mojos on It's Trash. Trash is back, and I hope you enjoyed the Bad Mojos. That was the song Commit a Crime. What's that song about, Julio? Tell us about it.
It's about heroin, actually. I'm a social worker, and I work with drug addicts, and I love to write songs about heroin and addiction and sad shit, and yeah.
What have been some of the best shows you've played, festivals, that kind of thing?
Fun one was at the Pits in Kortrijk, that's in Belgium. That's like 600, 700 kilometers away from Bern, where we live. And we played there. Just, they had like a jubilee, like a big party. They've been sticking around for the last 30 years, the club. And we drove through fucking blizzards, Canada style blizzards, just to play the show. And It was a lot of fun. Everybody was super drunk, super high. The show was insane. From second one, people were throwing shit at us. beer. It was a lot of fun. We were dressed as Jesus, and we got shit-faced, and the next day we drove back to Switzerland. Again, blizzards. I never saw so many accidents, and it was horrifying, but still it was fun. It was like a near-death experience, and that was fucking amazing. I never felt that alive, being so near to death.
That's a cool story. Have you ever played Luzerne?
We haven't, no.
I bought weed there in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I was 17. Okay.
It's a beautiful city. There's this guy, Philip, he's doing a lot of shows there. So he should book us from time to time. So
I went there on a school trip when I was in high school, and I bought weed. I snuck away from the group. I ended up eating it all because we were flying the next day, and I got really fucked up.
I had to do this once in the van, in the touring van, because we got pulled over by the cops, and they searched everything for drugs and weapons. And I had hash with me, and I swallowed the whole bunch, and I was flying through Germany afterwards. It was really cool.
That's good.
Spooky.
That's a good story. Did you play a show that night?
Yeah. That's good. We did.
Awesome.
If I remember correctly.
What would be your words of wisdom for bands in North America to tour Europe?
It's the best idea you can have to tour in Europe, especially when you're from North America, I think. I've been told that touring, especially in the States, is a pain in the ass, because you won't get paid, you won't get accommodation, and you will be treated like an asshole. I've been told. Because every time bands from the States come over, they tell us, like, wow, we get treated so well. And I can assure that, because, touring in Europe is really cool. Of course, there are assholes as well, but most of the time we get lucky with, you know, proper venue, you get food, you get a place to crash, and, the audience is up for it, and that's amazing. So I can only encourage people from Canada or the States or wherever the fuck you're from to come to Europe and play shows. But only if your band is cool. If your band sucks, then stay the fuck away.
Yeah, stay in Canada, right? Yeah. Actually, my band has toured areas of the United States, and we've had nothing but a good time. People have been very hospitable. We've always gotten drinks, and so I hope to come to Europe one day and fuck up your country, but we'll see.
You should.
Any last words for our listeners today?
Fuck you all, and see you in Canada, hopefully.
All right, there you go. Thanks a lot, Julio.
Thank you. Let's catch up some other times, right?
All right, one more song. Here we go. We'll play some Bad Mojos. I'm going to pick it. Here we go, right here in It's Trash. Bad Mojos interviewed in my office, and that was a lot of fun. Hope to hear more from the fellas. Hope they come to Canada, maybe even play a show in London. Maybe it'll be my garage, maybe it won't be, who knows. So grab a copy of their album on Voodoo Rhythm Records, courtesy of Reverend Beatman. Tell him I sent you. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to play a track from the brand new Isolation Party record on No Front Teeth Records, right here in It's Trash.
Radio Western is a pretty cool place. We do lots of amazing live sessions with students, local and touring musicians or bands. But the thing is, we can't do all of this on our own. CHRW Radio Western wants your help. Do you have experience in filming, video editing, or audio engineering? Help us out and get to hang out with some seriously rad musicians by emailing us at production@chrwradio.ca. It's any fangirl or guy's dream. That's right, you can get involved just by emailing us at production@chrwradio.ca.
On March 21st, the Taiwanese Association at Western is hosting their annual night market. This year, they're bringing traditional Taiwanese flair to the Western student community with live performances, games, food, and much more. Tickets are $17 in advance and $20 at the door, so grab yours before March 15th from the TAW booth in the UCC and Weldon. Each ticket gets you access to the event, three food items, one bubble tea, an entry into the grand prize draw, and much, much more. The party kicks off at 5:30 on March 21st. See you there!
Radio Mutation, real rock and roll podcast network.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Sophie.
And we're from Dong Vegan.
You're listening to It's Trash on CHRW.
94.9, baby. Woo!
We'll be right back.
Trash, 94.9 FM, CHRW. I'm going to be signing off now. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about all the songs I played. You just heard some Slip out of Braddock, Pennsylvania. And that was No Hope. There's No Hope for the USA. And that was on the song Slippy When Wet, newer record. Before that, we had Fried Egg, also on Feel It Records, with the track Transient. Pryor's one off their latest EP on Slovenly with the opening track called Destroyer. And Isolation Party before that, off played the Fiber Optic Holiday track. That was really good stuff. And then the Bad Mojos interview. Remember, if it's raw, if it's fast, it's trash.
Yeah.